September 7th, 1868. Dear Diary, right before supper, I heard such horrifying words. A police officer had earlier came to the house. I was too scared to answer the door, so I made my father open it. I heard it all from the staircase down the hall. I'm sorry to tell you this, sir, but your son passed today in the lobby of the hospital. My father and I shed a tear as he began. This couldn't have happened. This is the best health care in the state. The officer shook his head, patted his back, and was on his way. My brother had dreadfully fallen between a tree and a thin car door earlier this afternoon. Now, every time I go past that tree, I hear my young 7-year-old brother screaming for
help.
It hurts my slow beating heart knowing that he's gone. I try covering my ears from all the horrifying screams going back and forth from my mother and father. Talk to you soon. Love, Annie.
September 8th, 1868. Dear Diary, my parents don't stop fighting. Last night I heard my dad threaten her. He stated, "Shut up. I swear to you, I'll kill you tonight." I hate knowing that my parents are falling apart. 2 minutes ago, my dad came in a room and mumbled, "I'm leaving, honey. Just always remember that I love you." "Don't leave, Dad," I said. "I'm already gone," he muttered. I just ran after him as he fluttered away. He took my hand and threw it to my body as he slammed the front door. "I must go, Annie."
September 9th, 1868. Dear Diary, I don't blame my father for leaving. My mother's a wreck, crying herself to sleep at night and hardly even caring anymore. Maybe if I didn't require so much work, he would have stayed. Of course, ever since my brother passed, I began to go quite rebellious. My mother is coughing sickeningly. She is scaring me more and more each day. The doctor said that she has tuberculosis. I'm taking care of her the way a mother should to her own children. I think this all developed after my father left us. I knew the day was coming. I just didn't see it coming so soon. I passed that same mossy oak tree this morning while picking up bread and tea because my mother was too weak. I dropped all my items and held my ears. I couldn't hear anything past my brother's weeping and yells. I'm beginning to look at life a little differently now that everyone is barely with me anymore. Considering my mother's life is hanging on a thread, I must go make myself a dinner for tonight since no one else can. Annie.
September 10th, 1868. Dear Diary, I fell to the floor, catching my breath while I slipped the actual thoughts through my head. This morning, I watched my father come home and kill my mother. He slowly suffocated her with nothing but his bare, grimy, dirty hands. I upsettingly found sorrow in my father's pain. For everything she put my father through, I sat in the corner in my nightgown for the rest of the moment as I watched him leave again. I first let the decaying smell fill my nose as I faced her body dead. Why I simply did nothing and watched, I cannot answer. Although her body still lay there, the scent still lingers, I still sit in my nightgown, I only remember the scene spottingly. I have to go put my mother underground. Annie.
September 11th, 1868. Dear Diary, I live alone now with no money left, only decaying moldy food and a house with unpaid bills. The police will shut me out soon. When they do, they will see my mother gone. What will I do? I am an unoccupied minor. They'll take me somewhere I don't want to go. There's a knock at the door. I opened the squeaky door while I found a police officer in front of the door. He asked, "What have you been up to? What's on your nightgown, child?" I just smiled and looked up at him. I had nothing to say but to just smile as I was shoved in the porch chair to stay still. I heard the police officers and their every move as they searched my dusty, spooky, now dusty home. "Go upstairs, go. I can't find anything. Wait, here's a diary." As I read the entries, I laughed horrendously. It was then suddenly shoved in the back seat of an ugly police officer mobile type thing. I saw the officer's conversation. "This is the girl we've been looking for. The girl that killed her. Her father and now mother. I don't understand. See, she has multiple personality disorder. She technically lives two lives. She's a sweet Annie, but there is also an evil Annie. Who killed her family? We should get her to her jail cell before she strikes again. We were on our way within minutes."
September 13, 1868. Dear Diary, I can't believe that I did that to my family. That just person that I... No, they died for a good reason. They didn't deserve life. I'm the only one that deserves worthy of life. But my mother is such a good, nice person. But she didn't deserve this. Yes, she did. Yes, everyone but herself, but her brother. I can't take her out of this jail cell anymore.
Annie, why did you kill your family?
I didn't kill my family. My father did, I swear.
Why'd you kill your mother?
I didn't kill my mother. My father did.
Why'd you kill your family, Annie?
I didn't kill my family. I swear to you, my father did.
Annie, we know you did it.
I didn't do it. And anyways, if I did, my family didn't deserve to live.